This time on The Real It Brief, we're talking about why plastic straws are back in the news and what the bigger picture is. On this episode, we're joined by Jackie Nunez, the founder of The Last Plastic Straw and advocacy and engagement manager for the Plastic Pollution Coalition. We start the conversation taking a look back at the executive order that was signed in February that rolls back on the US government's policy to phase out the purchase of single-use plastics from all federal operations.
When that announcement came, I didn't know what to feel or think because he was targeting paper straws. And then the actual executive order came out, and it's still targeting paper straws, but they also talked about bringing plastic back. And I just thought it was, you know, silly. And it's ironic for the founder of Last Plastic Straw to say we have bigger problems than just plastic straws or paper, especially this day and age. But no, it's always an opportunity to talk about single-use plastic because it was never about the plastic straw. So, you know, we take this as an opportunity to talk about how, you know, plastic pollutes at all stages of its toxic existence, and it's from extraction of its fossil fuel ingredients through plastic production, use, and disposal. So when we use plastic straws, we're literally drinking in plastic particles, microplastics, and even smaller nanoplastics and chemicals. And so to change this, our leaders, they actually must support the policies that reduce plastic production, not increase it. I mean, the previous administration had taken cost-saving and health-conscious measures to phase out purchasing single-use plastics in government buildings and parks. So it's basically one of the biggest purchasers of single-use plastic is the U.S. government. So if you're talking about being more efficient, that was an efficiency measure. Basically, they were also talking about implementing plastic-free reuse and refill. Instead of getting, you know, stuck on straws, we actually could be going even further by expanding to the reuse and refill initiatives rather than opting for, you know, wasteful and hazardous single-use plastic. I've never been for straw bans. I've been for reduction of single-use plastic. And I think most people are too.
What has the reaction been since, you know, 3 weeks ago? I know there's headlines all over the world, even in the UK where I am just now. It's attention-grabbing, headline-grabbing moments, yes. But it's not the issue, is it?
No, it's not. That's the problem, right? And I actually say that some of the coverage that I've seen, the reporting on it, or, you know, even talking about the real issue, has happened in the UK, in other countries, but not so much in the United States. In the United States, a lot of times, I've been interviewed for like 20, 30 minutes and gave them all my great talking points about single-use plastics and the problem with health and everything else, and then they get one soundbite from me, and they make it a plastic versus paper debate. So it really makes me question, you know, what's being shared in the media, what this is really about, how it's being manipulated. But regardless, you know, for us working in the movement, it's an opportunity to message, and we have been fortunate to be able to be interviewed and by a lot of different people and been able to talk about the real issues. So for us, it's just another item. I mean, straws are just the item that plastic's molded into.
One of the things that you mentioned there, and I've heard in some of your videos and stuff, you've talked about this before, you think of straws as a gateway. Tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, when I first started the Last Plastic Straw movement in 2009, it was a lot of data coming out about plastics in the ocean. And I felt that scientists were coming out with a lot of data from that, but they were all saying we need people to have behavior change. Like, we need to, and of course, it's easy to blame the customer, but we realize as we go up the chain that it's not on the individual. It's kind of a whole system behind all the single-use plastic production. But I wanted to stop it from the source. You know, the analogy we often use, if you walk into a bathroom and the tub is overflowing, you don't start mopping. Like, you want to turn off that tap. But I was just as overwhelmed as everybody else and didn't know where to start when I got the aha moment about the plastic straw. And I could see that it was literally in front of people's noses, but we weren't taking stock of it, right? So it was just a way to engage people on the subject of single-use plastics. Because I would tell people, like, if you think about it, that straw that you did not ask for, that came in your drink, and maybe used or maybe didn't, is going to outlive you in generations to come in our environment. Is that the legacy you want to leave? But you can say that about most single-use products. And there's a quote I like, and it's from Slow Factory, that says, everything we make comes back to the earth as either food or poison. So if you think about that for one moment, like, what are we doing? So now, I mean, I feel like the conversation kind of opened up. That really became viral in 2015 when the turtle with the straw stuck up its nose. When I call that the straw felt around the world. That was really the lost plastic straw moment for the masses, right? And I mean, a lot of people looked at that and said, oh my God, I don't need this, you know? And it really kind of opened people's eyes up. I knew that no one sets out to pollute the planet. We're just not aware. And once we can bring that awareness, that it wouldn't stop at the straw. And it's proven to be true. I mean, we've actually been able to move a lot of policy and stuff when you start, especially on a single-use foodware, when you start with the straw, and then you talk about other utensils and other things and how we're using it and what those substitutes can be. So unfortunately, there's a lot of regrettable substitutes, and it really comes down to wants versus needs. Does it have to be single use? Are there alternatives? And this is where I think we really need to go more. It's, you don't want to, you know, replace 500 million straws a day or whatever it is we're using now to 500 million of some other product that's still something that you have to extract, right, for something that you're going to throw away. So now I feel like the plastic straw is kind of the key to the door. Everyone's in the room and we're talking about plastic, and this is where the real problems lie and where the real systems change has to happen. And this is definitely the hard work. We're really seeing how the system does not serve us.
Jackie Nunez, thank you.
Thank you.
To find out more about Jackie's work, search for The Last Plastic Straw or check out the Plastic Pollution Coalition, where you'll also be able to see the videos that we mentioned. And thank you for listening to this episode of The Reloop Brief. If you can, subscribe or follow to get notifications of our next episode.
We don't have a plastic waste problem. We have a wasteful, toxic plastic problem is what we have.